This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We were talking this morning in our editorial meeting about how to cover the incoming administration. And somebody said that there's a whole series to be done about how you dismantle existing government policies and programs, because that's what Donald Trump has promised to do. He's going to start with President Obama's executive orders, things a president gets to decide with not much more than the stroke of a pen. It is simple, but not necessarily easy, as Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer reports.
It'll be easy for Trump to undo President Obama's executive orders. It's as simple as
issuing a new executive order.
John Hudak of the Brookings Institution.
Issuing a new memorandum, issuing a directive to cabinet agencies, but it can be done quite quickly.
But of course, nothing in Washington is really that simple. For one thing, the new president will have to deal with federal workers who may not be too enthusiastic about undoing things they've spent the last 8 years working on. Mark Rosell at George Mason University says bureaucrats have ways of dealing with executive orders they don't like.
Kill it by inaction or delay. Of course, that has been a matter of frustration for presidential administrations.
Here's another complication. Rosell says Trump will have to be careful about issuing executive orders that benefit some people, like protections for undocumented immigrants brought to the U.S. as children, or insurance for people with pre-existing conditions. Timothy Jost is an emeritus professor at Washington and Lee University. He says businesses could also lose out if patients suddenly become uninsured because of an executive order.
And we're talking about hospitals ending up holding the bag for uncompensated care if their patients lose health insurance or Medicaid coverage.
So sure, executive orders are easy. Making them stick without upsetting voters and powerful interests in Washington, that's the tricky part. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.